It's time to connect with a coach, brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins. AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, AT&T Entertainment your way. We welcome in the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. So the Bruins yesterday announced that they've signed Ryan Donato. He's going to make his National Hockey League debut tonight here against the Columbus Blue Jackets. What are you hoping that he brings to the mix?
Just some energy, does what he does best, which is, you know, be on pucks, make plays, you know, create offense. That's kind of been his MO wherever he's been, from high school to Harvard to over recently at the Olympics. So we don't want to put too much pressure on him to be a go-to guy. Just do your thing and work hard, get acclimated, and hopefully makes us a better team.
The general manager, Don Sweeney, mentioned last night at the conference call that coming in at this point, it's a steep learning curve. But that said, what are you hoping that he picks up quickly, and what kind of spots can you put him in to help him?
Well, he's going and play left wing. That's one area we determined would probably be the easiest course of action, as opposed to center, because he's played both. Play him on the power play. Where he fits in the power play will be kind of a work in progress right now. The first unit's minus a bumper. We lost Berge. We lost Backes. We used Nash in there the other day. It might be a good fit for him. If not in the second unit, we'll find a spot for him, because he needs to play in those situations. You know, that's how we're going to help him out. Competition this time of year, it is what it is. We're playing against teams that are fighting for their playoff life, so he's going to find out the urgency level, which going forward, if a team's, you know, if he's going to help us beyond the regular season, that's what it's going to be all about. So it's good and it's bad in that regard. He doesn't have, can't really dip your toe in this time of the year. Having said that, we do have some injuries and guys aren't coming back tomorrow, so he will get a bit, you know, an opportunity to get a few looks here, and hopefully he gets better each time out and helps us.
At least at the start of the game, it looks like you're going to begin with Noel Achari in the middle and Donato on the wing. How interested are you to see Achari in the middle?
Well, I've coached him in Providence, the American League, in the middle, and he did a real good job for us. 200-foot player, and he closes, and you know, he's got a good head for the game. When he first made his pro debut in Boston, he played fourth-line center. He did a good job. It's just building the offensive part into his game, and it came down the American League. And this year, he's got 8 goals, so there's something there. And Noel, once he gets comfortable handling the puck, will be able to make some plays. He hasn't done as much on the wing, obviously, but that's an area that, as a centerman, you got to try to make your wingers better. So we'll see how that plays out. But he's a responsible player. So we're not worried about that part of it, and hopefully it's a good fit for him.
The other night you shut out the Lightning 3-0 in Tampa Bay. What were the details that you loved?
I think our D-zone coverage, we closed down plays from getting to the slot. Our wingers collapsed well, so it was one and done, not a lot of second chances. Odd man rushes, whatever ones they did have in terms of 3-on-2s, we tried to kill them before they really got going at the blue line. We managed the puck. I don't think there was any breakaways or 2-on-1s to speak of, so that part of it was good. You don't want to give them easy offense. Penalty kill was excellent. Discipline, we only had to kill 3 penalties. That's a reasonable number, so limiting their offensive chances in those areas and make them earn it and go 200 feet, I think, was why we were successful.
Rick Nash was only credited with 1 assist in that win, but what kind of a force was he in front of the net?
Yeah, well, the power play, the one goal, he lifted the guy's stick to create the loose puck for back, so that's one that doesn't show up in the score sheet, but got to the net from the outside. Just had a tough luck getting the puck to go in the net for him, so I think he's said it himself. Sometimes they go in bunches, so got a few early on, and lately not as many because it's not going in. It's that simple. So for him, it's a matter of just keep getting there. He's too good of a goal scorer for the puck not to go in for him, so that's all we encourage. You know, keep getting your chances. They'll go. It's a process, so hopefully, like I said, it turns around for him.
Your special teams were dominant the other night, and while you're missing some bodies, do the special teams take on some heightened importance?
Well, they do against Tampa in terms of your kill, because I think they feed off their power play. Their pretty plays come off that. The skill guys get excited, so that was important. Our power play has to produce in a timely fashion. The other day it was. You know, gave us, extended our lead, so twice. That's good. So I think it's a situational thing for us, because we can score 5-on-5. We're very good, if not the best 5-on-5 team in the league. Our numbers are right up there with everybody, so we rely more on our special teams to be in the moment type of thing, that other than to not necessarily to carry us.
You're going to face the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. They've come in red hot, won each of the last 7. When you watch the tape, what makes them dangerous? What do you have to contend with tonight?
Well, I mean, they've found a way to win games. At the start of the year, I think the scoring was lacking from their group, and now they're getting enough of that. They've instilled a good defensive-minded, low-scoring, hard-to-play-against kind of mentality. Torch is that type of coach, so we'd expect nothing less, that they'll play a responsible game. So other than that, we're going to play our game, you know, and talk about what they do well. We'll talk, go through their individual players that, where they're susceptible and where they can hurt us, and then it's game on, and worry about ourselves and play to our standard.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thank you.
That's the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Blue Jackets are coming up next.